So now we come to...
Consider
four and two rak'at standing, two rak'at sitting of ihtiyat. Okay, now should we go to seventh one? Doubt between 3 and 5, which occurs while standing. In which case, one must sit so that the doubt becomes between 2 rak'ats or 4, and one must assume the number to be 4, recite the tashahhud and salam, and perform 2 rak'ats standing, prayer of ihtiyat, and due to the uncalled for qiyam, perform the 2 sajdahs of sajdah sahu.
Between 3 and 5 while standing. If he is standing and he is not sure that is this his 3rd rak'at, so that he completes and then bring the 4th rak'at, or is this the 5th rak'at, the extra, he has completed 3rd, 4th, and this is the 5th rak'at. The result is between 3 and 5 while he is standing. Again, what he does, he sits. The solution is to sit. So the doubt will change into 2 and 4. If it was 3rd when he sits, then it becomes doubt which is 2nd after completion of 2 sajdahs. If it was 5th and he sits, then it is the 4th one. So we change between 2 and 4. We sit between 2 and 4, what do we do? 2 rak'at considered 4, and we make 2 rak'at of ihtiyat standing, and 2 sajdah sahu for extra standing we have.
Okay, we come to 8. Doubt between 3, 4, and 5, which occurs while standing, in which case one sits and the doubt becomes between 2, 3, or 4, and one must recite the tashahhud and salam and perform 2 rak'ats standing and then 2 rak'ats sitting of prayer of ihtiyat, and also the 2 sajdah of sahu due to having unduly performed qiyam.
So here the doubt is between 3, 4, and 5 while standing. Again, he doesn't know if he's 3rd rak'at, 4th rak'at, 5th rak'at, and he's standing, he doesn't know what to do now. Well, again, in all these cases, we have to think for a while if we have possibility or more assurance if it's 3rd or 4th, he went accordingly. Otherwise, if his doubt remains, then he sits. If he sits, then it will change into 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And we say, like, case number 4, between 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, what he will do? 2 rak'at standing and 2 rak'at sitting and because of an extra qiyam, you need to sajdah sahu. Two sajdahs, sajdah sahu, two, because of extra qiyam.
For extra qiyam. Because you are standing and he break the standing, so that is extra standing. You need two sajdahs for it. Ninth, doubt between 5 and 6 rak'ats, which occurs when standing. In which case one sits and the doubt becomes between whether one has performed 4 rak'ats or 5, and one assumes it to be 4, recites the Shahud and Salam, and performs the 2 sajdahs of Sahw for the doubt between 4 and 5, and also performs 2 sajdahs Sahw for the uncalled for Qiyam.
Now the doubt between 5 and 6, while standing. He's standing and he don't know if this 5, which is extra, or 6, again, it is extra. What to do? Now he sits down. If he sits, then his doubt will change to doubt between 4 and 5 while sitting. You sit between 4 and 5 while sitting, that is the number 5, the 5th. 5, he said, he completed the prayer, he said as if it is 4, he assumed as if it is 4, and complete the Shahud and Salam. Then he gets 2 sajdahs sahw, only for the doubt. But here, because he has an additional standing, he brings another 2 sajdahs sahw for the additional standing. So first you do 2 sajdahs sahw, and when you complete them, again another 2 sajdahs sahw. Well, 6, maybe he has made more than necessary extra. Well, yes, I mean, 4 he completed the 4, he's sure 4 completed. But now he doesn't know, this is the 5th one or 6th one. Maybe 2 are additional in the 6th one. Then again, some people are too much worried about concentrating on the name. They might as well discuss. It's a rare case. But however, if this has happened, this is the solution.
Now we read the issue 310 because it is related to this subject. It is completed. The completion of the 2 sajdahs. Now, what is the meaning after completion or before completion of 2 sajdahs? You want to explain that? The completion of the 2 sajdahs means the completion of the wajib dhikr of the 2nd sajdah. And then if you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih, that is wajib dhikr. And that is, he means completed the 2nd sajda. If he still say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, or is still silent before raising head, all that is regarded after completion, though his head is still on the turbat. But when the doubt between 2 and 3, between 2 and 4, and between 2, 3 and 4 occur after 4, and between 2, 3 and 4 occur after the wajib dhikr of the 2nd sajda, but before raising one's head, it is better ihtiyatan to make the assumption that have been stated, complete the prayer and then repeat it. So he says these doubts which he mentioned occurs after dhikr, before raising head. If he has raised the head, then whatever solution mentioned is okay. If it is after before raising his head, only after completion of dhikr, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdih, wajib dhikr, or Subhanallah, 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 and he has not raised his head, so he say ihtiyat, and probably that is ihtiyat of mustahab, ihtiyat, not wajib. He should work accordingly and complete his prayer, and then repeat his prayer again for ihtiyat. This is just ihtiyat.
Full prayer, repeat.
Issue 311, to ignore a valid doubt or to ignore the rule of the prayer being made batil by a doubt that causes the prayer to be batil is not permissible. Now if you have doubt, you cannot say that, okay, let me ignore my doubt and I cut my prayer and then pray again. Well, this is not permissible, haram, because you are still in a prayer and you cannot break your prayer for no reason. So you are not allowed to break your prayer. If you have a genuine doubt, then you should work accordingly and you are not allowed to break your prayer. Except if after thought and reflection the doubt becomes resolved in one's mind. So if after thought and reflection one finds knowledge or opinion, knowledge means 100%, opinion means 70, 80, 60% more, that one of the two facets of the doubt is the actual case, when one acts accordingly to that knowledge or opinion. We say in each doubt, if you have doubt, you think for a while. Now if you get some assurance or you are certain, definite, that it is 3, not 4, or it is 4, not 3, or it is 2nd, not 3rd, and so on, whatever doubt, then you work according to your knowledge 100% or even according to your certainty. But if doubt remains, then the solution of doubts has been already mentioned. And if one remains with the same doubt, one acts according to the rule of one's doubt which has already been stated. And the ihtiyat al-mustahab in the doubt that renders the prayer batil is to reflect and deliberate until one is without hope of finding knowledge or an opinion, or until one departs from the appearance of a person praying. Now if a doubt comes which will invalidate the prayer, we say doubt between 1 and 2nd in morning prayer or in Maghrib prayer, or even in Dhuhr and Asr prayer between 2 and 5 or 2 and more if it is before completion, 2nd sajda, etc. So all such doubts, he said, if it comes, then one has to wait a while, remain thinking. If we got assurance, certainty, or definitely that it is the 2nd one, for example, then he works accordingly. If not, then he will continue silent, and after some time, if it's passed and he's silent materially, the shape of the prayer will change and his prayer will be batil automatically. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Remain silent till the prayer. I mean, that is about the doubts which will invalidate the prayer. But the doubts which have solution, necessarily cannot remain silent because there is a solution. But that doubt which will invalidate the prayer, he will keep silent till the prayer is invalidated by itself. And then he pray again. Well, that is why they say it is wajib to learn ahkam of doubt because you are not allowed to break your prayer. If you don't remember naturally, I mean, you have to break your prayer, you know, you don't know what to do. You will keep silent till end. I mean, you have an idea, but you weren't sure. Okay. If we had some doubt in prayer, and if he doesn't know that what to do, and whether it is a right doubt or it is the doubt which will invalidate the prayer, and from which type, so in this case he has to do two rak'at of ihtiyat standing. Two rak'at and one rak'at of ihtiyat standing, and two rak'at sitting, and two sajdah of sahu. And then when he completes the prayer, he has to repeat the prayer again. You see, if he got a doubt in the prayer and he don't know what is the solution. Now, of course, the solution must be one of these things. So he has to bring all these possibilities. Means two rak'at standing, two rak'at of ihtiyat standing, then one rak'at of ihtiyat standing, then two rak'at of ihtiyat while sitting, and then two sajdah sahu. All this has to be done, and then when he completes the prayer, also he has to pray it again. So it's better to learn and pray again. Yes. Two rak'at standing, then one rak'at standing, then two rak'at sitting. No, because he cannot break the prayer. That is the issue. If he cannot break the prayer, he has to do the solution. The solution is one of these possibilities. Either two rak'at standing, or one rak'at standing, or two rak'at sitting, or two sajdah sahu. These are one of the possibilities in the solution. Or might be his prayer is batil, because he doesn't know which type of doubt, whether there is solution or not. So he do all that, and then he repeats his prayer.